Right now, it is time to ask the Riddle-O. That is Ready to Love Officer. Good reunion this past Friday, by the way. And Junior.
Thank you.
It was good. All right, here we go, guys. Shamika in Chicago writes, I've been dating a guy for 2 weeks. I finally spent the night with him, and we had a great time. The next day, he took me to the bus stop instead of giving me an Uber. When I complained, he said, I'm a diva. Why did he think that was okay? What?
Wow.
The bus stop?
Whoa. Whoa. Okay, let me tell you something, baby. You think y'all had a great time.
Yeah.
The night before.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's showing you how he's grading the night. Because if it was a great night, mm-hmm. he would have drove you all the way home to your house, wherever you stay, or to your job, or wherever you was going. But if he dropped you off at the bus stop,
wow,
it really wasn't the night you think it was. It really wasn't. Okay? He ain't get you no Uber, and he ain't take you home. He dropped you off at the bus stop, which is probably right outside his house anyway. So yeah, your night ain't as sexy and fly as you thought it was. Okay, you wasn't bringing all that for you to. No, you, baby, you did bus stop work is what you did, and that's not.
Whoa.
Good. Oh, I'm sorry.
Bus stop work.
That was horrible.
Y'all done had some people that's done some horrible work before.
That is horrible. Bus.
Y'all done
bus stop work. Where
she did bus stop work. She didn't. She didn't. It wasn't even. Am I lying, Junior?
No. Matter of fact, you need to look for your stop is what you need to focus on. Get ready to hit your button. That's what you need to do.
Especially in Chicago.
Work on
your CT.
Yeah.
Chicago Transit Authority.
Work on your bus call. Be on the bus. Ho, ho! Because you finna get off right there. You're not getting all the way. Hey, it's me.
Wow. That's so mean.
Bus stop work.
Yeah.
It was bus stop loving. It was bus stop loving is what that was. I'm sorry.
No, she needs to break up with him.
Yeah, oh, what you got, Drop?
No, she got to work on it, though, Shirley. She not, no. Now she got something to work
no,
on.
She
now.
Doesn't. She no. find somebody no. else. He's not a gentleman. Yeah. Move on.
At all.
Oh, what you got, Drop?
Shut up, Junior. And get off the bus.
Because that's what you finna be doing.
What's Stevie Wonder say? Hold on, bus driver. I'm getting on now.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to Max in Jacksonville. Max says, my husband allowed our 16-year-old son to stay out until 2 a.m. for homecoming. We got pregnant with our son when we were 16, hanging out late at night. Does he expect our son to know better? How do I get my husband to be more strict? Come on, fathers.
Ooh. Okay, that's a long time. 2 o'clock kind of late for a 16-year-old. That's pretty late.
It's homecoming, though.
I know it's homecoming, but, you know, hey, when we had homecoming, my mama didn't care what it was.
Uh-huh.
Come 11:30.
That's right.
I'd hit up underneath the streetlight. You better be sitting out here waiting on me when I get here at 11:30.
Right. That's
and that was my mama's rule at Astroworld, the amusement park in Houston. Uh-huh. I don't care what time Astroworld closed. At 11:30, I know who better be out here underneath this sign that say P, as in Paul. You better be up underneath this P when I get out here at 11:30. So I think Dad need to, you know, tighten up a little bit. You're going to let that boy get a little too loose out there. Because in a minute now, he's going to be wanting to stay out to midnight, 1 in the morning. So I think we're a little too loose with this.
Too loose, Bring it on in. And the mom put it out there. That's how they got him, by staying out late. So, you know.
So we know what he doing. Ain't nothing else to do after 12:30, y'all, but that.
But there's trouble after midnight. Please know there's trouble out there.
Yes.
Nothing's open, but
yeah.
All right. Moving on to, Junior, I'm sorry. I didn't give you your chance.
Oh, I didn't want to talk on this because I didn't see nothing wrong. My parents didn't care where I was. I was out until 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. Alicia and Delbert didn't care where I was. They didn't even know. Matter of fact, when I was a sophomore and I'm going to prom, the senior prom, my daddy saw my date. She said, he's not coming back tonight. My dad said, I'm going to pack your bag. Delbert packed my bag. I said, he said, see me, son.
Went to prom
and he gave me an extra $500. You're going
to
need this because you're going to be out all night.
Wait, junior, you went to prom as a sophomore?
As a sophomore, yeah.
Your date was a junior?
Because she was a senior.
All right.
My daddy saw her when she came and picked me up. This is how I tell you, I ain't got no driver's license. When she walked in that house, my daddy saw her, she says, hey, can you need to get a bag? You're not coming back tonight. My dad said, I got it. He went through some clothing. I looked Mitch match when I got the next outfit. Did he match? Then he gave me $500 more so I could stay out all night. So I don't understand this question. This is not normal to me.
You had the curls then,
man,
right?
Man, I'm telling you something. And didn't do nothing. I sat on the beach. I had sand between my toes. Never did that before in Galveston. Never did it.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Sand between my toes, walking the beach with my shoes in my hand. What am I doing?
Well, you
can't get in the water. Ask Barkley. No. He'll tell you. Charles Barkley tell you, you can't get in the Galveston water.
Boom. All right. Wow. Moving on, Junior, to Juliet in Pittsburgh. Juliet writes, we went to my fiance's son's bowling party, and I had vodka in my purse, like I usually do, so we didn't have to buy drinks. As I was pouring up two drinks, his baby mama saw it and told me to leave. My fiance and I left, and he's still mad at me. Why is he acting like he didn't ask me to put the vodka in my bag? Why?
He played her.
In front of his baby mama.
If you're gonna have your little drinkies in the bag, you can't let everybody see you fix your drink, though. You got to do it on the sly. You just snuck it in. You just suck it into an establishment, so you already know that's wrong. So to the side, you got to be a little discreet with your drink. And of course, this is his ex, right?
Yeah, baby mama, yeah.
Yeah, so she gonna find anything to get rid of y'all. And you probably fine. She don't want you up in there no way. So, yeah. But you got to fix your drink to the side. Go and go somewhere else and, you know, set your little drink up.
Junior.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, you got put out. You was pouring up the vodka drink. I'll tell you what. You wasn't bowling. You should have been bowling, which you should have been doing.
Ooh,
No, you over here pouring drinks. The baby mama saw it. Your score was under 400. Your score was under 200. You wasn't bowling well no way. Get your ass out of there. She told me.
Junior?
You need to go. Because you're not even bowling well. You got called pouring drink. You're not even in here for the right reason. We bowling.
I love to bowl.
All right.
Yeah. Why you not bowling? You pouring drinks? You need to bowl. It's your turn. They've been waiting on you. You need to go. Right.
Keep your eye on that bag, though.
Somebody not to be there on their turn. That will hold up the whole game. All right.
But keep your eye on the bag. That bag got everything in it. That bag got some lime in it. That bag got some cranberry juice in it. That bag got a little bit, you know, it's got some tonic water in it. That bag is loaded. That's the bag. Follow the bag.
She's ready.
Follow the bag.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Riddalo and Junior. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.